Mishnah says in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Mehama Beis that if a person is kindness is avimta v'nimtz is muberes, if he is baal his yavama, then it ends up being that she's muberes. So b'zman hashavla shal kayama yotzi v'chayavim b'karbon. He's chayav a carbon because he was ayven nisar shesach, because he comes out that he was baal a yavama that yesh labanim, and therefore there's going to be a chiyuv of carbon. Now Taisus over here, d'maschum v'nimtz is muberes, says we must be talking about that this happened within the Gimel Chodashim of her pregnancy, before 3 months passed, because once 3 months passed, and then he was bail her, and he didn't realize that she's a muberes, he would not be pelt him in a carbon, because he's an einus. Why is he an einus? Because Taisus says, there's a klal, Gemara says many times, the rav nashim uber nikar l'shlosh yomea. Rav nashim, their uber is nikar after 3 months go by. In other words, once 3 months go by, you could tell, if you took her uber, you could tell that she's pregnant. Now, if he noted, he looked at this woman, he saw that she doesn't look pregnant, so obviously, he had a right to be samach on that rav, and assume that she's not pregnant, and being that a fluke happened, she was pregnant, he's an honest, he had a right to rely on the rive, and therefore would not be chayv a carbon, so must be talking about within Gimel Chodashim, where he's not an honest, because he should have waited or been mavar that she's not pregnant. So it's mavar from Taisus that if you do something based on a rive, even though it ends up being that you're not correct, you're considered an honest, you had a right to rely on the rive, and therefore you would not be chayv a carbon. Now, Chayim asks Akasha that this seems to be Saiser in the Mishnah later on in Daf Fezayin. The Mishnah over there says that if Amr la'edim meis bailach, if Edom come to a woman and they say, your husband died, we saw that your husband is dead, and she went ahead and she got married, based on that Edus and the Edom, and then it comes out that the husband was alive, and he didn't die, so then Tate saying she has to bring a carbon, she's mechuyev in a carbon. So even though she had a right to rely on Edom is a beer, you have a right to rely on Edom, the Torah says to rely on Edom, and l'char she's an anusa, afal pichin, the din is she's chayav a carbon, being that no one forced her into doing that, she chose to rely on Edom, even though she had a right to do it, still you're not considered an anusa gabi carbon. So why would rabbi be any different? You chose to rely on the rabbi, you don't have to do it, no one forced her into it, the fact that it's a valid beer, should not patur min a carbon, no different than Edom. So what's the chilik? In fact, between Rive and Edom, when it comes to Edom and you rely on Edom, and then it comes out that the Edom were mistaken, you're chayav a carbon, but when it comes to Rive, when it comes out that Rive was a mistake, Taisus feels you should be patur in a carbon because you're an anus, so how is Rive different than Edom? So the Nadi Bihuda and Maidur Tinyana and Yerdam Tinyana, Simon Salivab says a very nice svar to answer this question. He says the chilik is like this. He says when it comes to Edom, if Edom saying Meis Bailach, and she went ahead and she got married, then it comes out that the Baal is alive, that means that these Edom are mistaken. These Edom are a tais. You were samach on something which is a mistaken beer. You thought it was a good beer, but it ends up being, obviously, that they're wrong, that they lied, they made a mistake. And therefore, being that the beer that you're samach on ends up being false, you're chayav a carbon. You have nothing to rely on anymore. You can't be called an einus. There's no regliam to stand on. And therefore, you're chayav a carbon. He says, Mashenken over here by Rive, when you are samach on a Rive, that the Rive says, Rive Nashim is hukar obra. And if it's on hukar obra, then she must not be a muberis. And even though now it ends up being that she wasn't muberes, that doesn't mean that the rav is wrong. It doesn't mean that the rav is mistaken. The rav is still 100% correct. The rav is a fact. The fact is, rav nashim obrin is nikker. But the rav acknowledges that there's a miyat that's not nikker. But you have a right to rely on the rav. So now that it comes out that you're from the miyat, that doesn't mean that the thing you're samichan is not correct. The rav remains correct. The rav is still a fact. The fact is, rav nashim was umber nikker. You just happen to think you're from the rav. You ended up being from the miyat, and you have a right to assume you're from the rav. So being that the beer of Rive is still kaim, it's still intact, even after the mistake, even after the Aveira, that means that there is what to be Samechan, you have a valid heter to be Samechan, a valid beer to be Samechan, which is the Rive, and therefore in such a case, Akhtesis, you're talking honest, and you would be Pater Menach Carbon.